Fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Every day I look at the headlines and I find new good news, if you will, more good news about the economy. Here's today's headlines. Jobless claims remain at half-century low. Initial claims of proxy for layoffs across the U.S. fell to 204,000 the week ending September the 8th. So that's new headline. Boom time, 72% of blue-collar workers are optimistic about the future and 67% are happy. That's, you know, that's the kind of headline that the Democrats go, oh boy, because blue-collar workers traditionally over the last several decades have been supporters of the Democrats. It wasn't until 2016. So when you see headlines like that, you have to go, well, things might be changing. My next guest, great contributor, Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, good to have you back.
Good to be with you.
So, I mean, good news every place I look, and this all began really on the 22nd of December 2017 when the president signed the tax relief package, and coupling that with the reduction of regulations has really allowed the economy to become far more robust than it has been.
Oh, absolutely. This has changed the world. The world has noticed it. In the first 3 months of this year, $305 billion of earnings was repatriated to the United States that had been stuck overseas. We're expecting $1.7 trillion over the next 2 years. So this is a tremendous shift. People are deciding to invest in America rather than other countries. China used to have has today a 25% corporate rate. We had 35, so we had a higher tax than China.
Right.
And now people are going, you know, if I can invest in the United States or China or Germany with a 25% rate, maybe I decide now to put it in the U.S. And I was talking to somebody who is very active in Microsoft, who said that they used to make investment decisions. Money was stuck overseas. They'd go buy some company in Norway because that's where their money was stuck. Because if you brought it back to the United States, we punished American companies that brought money back to the United States.
Mm.
That is how criminally stupid our tax code was, and the modern Democratic Party considered that a good idea. They liked that.
You know, there was a terrible idea because the money, like you said, became, you know, it just sat out there as expat money, basically. It was offshore somewhere going to work for somebody else and not working for us, the American people or the companies here, correct?
Absolutely. It's just ridiculous. But somehow they go, oh, but that's a tax cut for businesses, and we're against that, say the Democrats. So, you know, what Trump did is he came and said, look, I'm in favor of getting jobs and opportunities for everybody in the United States. Let's have less regulations and less expensive regulations, and let's have lower taxes. And it has worked extremely well. And what is at risk this November is that the modern Democratic Party has told us again and again and again that if you give them control, they will take all of that away.
They will take it all away.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Grover Norquist here. Grover, I don't know if you saw this. I'm sure you did, but Kevin Hassett, chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, went out in front of the White House press corps here 3-4 days ago and brought with him lots of graphs and charts to say, hey, you think Barack Obama wants to take credit for this economy? Hardly. And he talked about small business optimism, how good it is to expand right now as far as people are concerned, real sales in 6 months, plus that business investment up more than $300 billion. And you can see from the election, I mean, he came right out there with the charts and they sat there with their mouths sewed shut. They didn't have anything to say or to ask this guy to speak of because he disproved the whole Obama brought us the good economy nonsense right in front of everybody. And of course, none of the networks covered it.
All of the trends were going in the wrong direction in 2016. What they like to do is say, during the recovery, which was the lousiest recovery in modern American history, compared to the Reagan recovery, which was significantly better, and other recoveries going back into the 1960s and 50s, Obama's was the worst. But it was technically moving sort of in the right direction from a very low position. But in 2016, the numbers were moving in the wrong direction. They were going down. I think largely because of the massive regulatory burden
sure.
that he put on. And there was a second set of regulations that were so horrific that he didn't have them take place while he was president. They were going to take place a year or two into what they thought was Hillary Clinton's administration. And then we'd all have to lump it, and they would all explain that, of course, we can't grow at 3%. We have to grow at 1% or 2% like Obama did. And rather than blame the regulations and Obama's policies, remember what they told us as soon as our friend Trump was elected? They said, you know, the new normal is below 2% growth. That's what it is.
Yeah, just get used to it. This malaise, this ho-hum, this doldrum. Really, that's the way things are going to be. You're right. Go on.
Krugman, who writes for the New York Times. Krugman actually got a Nobel Peace Prize in economics, but he happens to also be a left-wing bizarro and a partisan. And he came out and said, if you gave me all the power in the world, makes you worry about the guy, I couldn't get 3% growth. And it's true. If you gave some
leftist
dictator the ability to run the economy, you wouldn't get 3% growth. You'd get worse. But if you back off and stop doing stupid, the economy does much better. We're at 4% growth this last quarter. The Atlanta Fed, Federal Reserve System, based out of Atlanta, they do an estimate for the next quarter. They think it's going to be over 4% for the next 3 months as well. We will know that in October.
We'll find out, surely, no question about that.
Second announcement.
Yeah. Grover Norquist here with us, president of Americans for Tax Reform. So the next step of this whole thing is the possibility then to make the individual tax cuts permanent, because one of the criticisms of the last tax plan from the Democrats, which is weird, is that, well, it's businesses get the big breaks and individuals don't. Well, they do, but they weren't permanent. So now the plan is to make them permanent. I want to know what the Democrat response to that is going to be.
Well, they weren't permanent because the Democrats all voted against them. That's right. They didn't want you to have them at all. Then they want you, oh, it's terrible, they disappear in 10 years. The things we didn't want you to have. And we are going to have a vote on a 2.0, tax reform 2.0, and the goal will be to make sure everybody knows exactly what's going on, that this tax bill needs to be extended. It goes on for the next 10 years, but we need to extend it. We don't want to end up in 10 years and have to worry about whether or not it gets extended, and for people doing investments to know that they've got lower taxes permanently. Also, 2.0, the next tax bill, will have massive increases in your ability to save tax-free for your retirement and for health care and education. So,
all critical.
Another one it's smaller, but it makes it easier for people to invest in small and new businesses, things just getting going, so that it'll be easier for them to get loans and investment in the same way that larger companies find it easy to do. We want the smaller companies that have a good idea but not a lot of capital to be able to get moving on that. So I think we're starting this conversation. We want the American people to focus on the fact that the Democrats all voted against tax reduction. They voted against the increase in pay that 90% of Americans got with less take-home pay. They'll vote to kill it if they get a chance. They had the House and the Senate, they would vote to kill it.
So let's not let that happen, Grover. That's what it comes down to. We got to leave it right there. Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Always a good conversation, sir.
Good to be with you.
We'll talk soon. Grover Norquist, always a great guest here. By the way, give him a break out there when you're in those construction zones. The construction zones are necessary to move us forward on infrastructure, but be careful. That's a message from MichiganConstruction.com on The Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle. ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ? We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home? Where are you? What are you doing? OMG. You are making me mad. Are you with your ex? You better text me back. I'm waiting outside your house.
Relentless, aggressive texting is like sending an angry robot to deliver your message. When does the robot become dangerous? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com.
Thatsnotcool.com.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.